It's a warm, warm Wednesday, and I'm here to say I don't like Tuesdays in a major way. But Thursdays are cool and Fridays go fuck. Everyone loves to get stuck with a duck. We're talking Daffy and Donald and Howard too. What about little Huey and Dew? He changed his name from Dewey to simply Dew. He's got a new hairdo too.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. We're so excited to be here with you today. My name is Mark McConville, and I'm with Matt Gourley. Matt, how are you feeling this afternoon when we're recording this?
I'm feeling pretty good because what we're doing here is something real special.
This is a different thing.
It's a mini-sode, and we're going to answer one email, and when you hear who that person is that we're going to answer, if it's not you, you have to stop listening, and then eventually yours will come out and you can listen to that.
The evolution of this show, real briefly, is we used to call basketball games for the Pistol Shrimps ladies basketball team here in Los Angeles, California, the Women's Recreational League, and then we stopped doing the games, and the team sort of stopped doing some games, but they're back.
They're coming back.
And after that, we got a lot of emails that we had to answer, and we started answering those emails, and we've been answering emails.
Yes. And so today's email, why don't we read the name of the sender?
Do you want to do that now? Because I just want to give the people some context. I didn't know this was a Pistol Shrimps email until it was too late. I usually don't read any of the Pistol Shrimps emails. I leave them unread.
You're right.
And I don't, we're behind. So people are asking questions about, It's spring of 2020. Can
Would
I go
you say
on vacation?
We're a year behind or more?
We're maybe a year behind.
Okay.
But this one came through because I just saw the subject line and thought, oh, is this a person I know? And then it turned out it was a Pistol Shrimps email. Mm-hmm. So Melissa Weingar, this one's for you.
Okay. Melissa Weingar, if you're listening, you may keep listening.
Everyone else,
press stop.
Throw your phone away.
This is on the honor system.
Go recycle your phone
Yes.
in an e-waste facility.
First, go to the garage and get a hammer and break your phone.
I don't want any of your data getting into anyone else's hands.
Then put it in, submerge it in the bathtub, and do not put it in rice for 24 hours.
What I want you to do is make a rice pudding and put your phone in that.
Yes.
And make sure it's extra wet.
Yes. And then
sopping wet rice pudding and put your phone in that and see if it works after that. And if it still works, get a different hammer.
Then get Tim Rice to do a football move on it.
That's right. Oh, I thought you were saying Tim Rice like the Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Why am I not thinking of that person? He also did some Bond lyrics.
Sure.
He wrote the lyrics to All Time High.
Are you talking about Jerry Rice?
No, yes.
To do football moves?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
That's an example of how qualified we are to do a sports podcast.
Qualified we are.
We are qualified.
But if you're Melissa, we're going to read your email now, and we're going to try to answer your questions. So yeah. I'm going to read the whole email, Matt, and then I think we need to work backwards.
Okay. So again, this will be a mini episode only for Melissa. And if anyone else is
Melissa
listening
Weingar,
right now, you're breaking the law.
Yeah. International law.
Yeah. Because we've warned you that this is not for you. You cannot hear this, and you can't record someone over state lines. It's a felony.
Yeah. And even if you're in international waters, I don't know how you got this. Don't you need internet to download podcasts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there Wi-Fi in the open seas?
I know there's a couple of you still listening.
Melissa Weingar only.
Yes.
Hello, my bugs. This is from Melissa. Longtime listener, first time emailer here. I'm going to Disneyland for the first time next week, April 7th, 2022.
And today we should mention is April 6th, 2022.
That's right. And I thought I'd write in for some advice. And if we're being honest, I don't expect you to see this email before I go. But if you give advice after the fact, it'll be funnier. Well, we're going to give advice before you go. I don't know if you're going to hear it in time.
You said you might email her to let her know.
I'm probably going to let her know. I'll reply to this email and say, check your podcast thing.
Yeah.
I'll continue. So that's the first thing. She wants a Disneyland advice. On another note, let me thank you guys. I've spent too much of my life dealing with depression and bullshit, and sometimes I stumble upon something truly heartwarming that helps, and you have done that for me. When I first stumbled into Shrimps Radio, things were bleak. You made me laugh and helped me through. You probably don't remember, but I sent you a Christmas card, and when you opened it, your reaction made my day. It filled you with Christmas spirit. So anyway, thank you for the laughs. I appreciate you and all the different podcast joy you bring.
Oh, thank you,
I love
you,
getting Christmas cards. It's Christmas every day on Pistol Shrimps Radio, as really far as
is.
I'm concerned.
It really is. Thank you. I'm just happy that we can return the favor here.
Two other side notes. I'm watching The Force Awakens while I write this.
Oh, good.
And I just, I listen to With Gourley and Rust, and I never watched the movies for it, except for Scream. That series is my horror jam. Anyway, thank you. Good luck with all that you do. Go screw Melissa Weingart. That's the whole email. So would you like to address the Scream part of this?
No, but I would like to address the
Tassoo Leech. Good to see you.
That's Force Awakens?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't keep them straight anymore.
Really?
Well, I don't rewatch them like you do. I know you do like to rewatch them.
I don't as much anymore.
You've seen Star Wars movies more than I have, I think.
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
More than most people.
Yeah. That's the Tassoo Leech one. That one's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best of
the three. Is that the one where Oscar Isaac has to deliver that awful line, Finn, I'm going to call you Finn.
Yes, that's right. In the TIE Fighter?
Yeah.
When they're sitting back
to back. The Fighter.
Fighter.
That brings us to Christmas, which we covered, and then I think we are back to the top bat, Disneyland. Okay. This person is going to Disneyland for the first time, and they are going to have a great time, but we need some advice. What would you tell somebody who's never been to Disneyland before? Let's assume Melissa's only going for one day, and it's a Thursday, right? It'll be a Thursday.
Yeah, that's...
So that's a decent day to go.
It's decent, but is it... Are we still in spring break? Because
we might be in spring break.
Amanda and I went to Knott's Berry Farm Monday, and it was pretty crowded.
Discount Disneyland is what you're saying.
I mean, that's...
That's being generous to Knott's Berry Farm?
It's third tier. I think we were talking about this, that it goes, I think in most people's eyes, Disneyland, Universal, Knott's.
Oh, and then you don't even have Magic Mountain on there.
Maybe it goes Disney, Universal, Magic Mountain, Knott's.
Yeah.
But for me, it's Universal, Disney, Knott's, Magic Mountain.
Yeah, sure. Knott's is unique. But you're right, Matt, to bring up crowds and spring break. I know LA, our neighbor's kids are on spring break next week. So you might be missing some spring break, but you're probably going to be in a crowded situation. And it's crowded every day. There used to be times where...
Right.
Mid-February on a weekday, it wasn't too busy. That is really not the case anymore.
And also now you've got to have an app. You got to be plugged into this system.
Let's talk about that. The Genie.
I don't know anything about that.
I went in December of 2021 and the Genie is great. I went
in 2021 as well.
Did they have the app?
Yeah, but I was like, Amanda, you do it.
Well, first out of the gate, since you're watching Force Awakens while you write this email, I think I just have to tell you that you absolutely should go on Rise of the Resistance. And the Genie is an app that tells you, oh, there's food. You can order food ahead of time and you can sort of wait in line. They've done
away. Order your green milk today.
They've done away with the Fast Pass. Now it's this thing. So you can get priority lines.
You can get Bantha get priority wraps. In
lines. You what?
Sebulba's Bantha wraps or something.
Yeah, you can order food ahead of time and you can wait in line for some of the marquee attractions like your Space Mountains and your Indiana Joneses.
I went to the go get Star Wars Land when it first opened, but the Rise of the Resistance was not open. I hear that's great. So, I wasn't a big fan of Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
I got Falcon sick.
I would just say you're good to use the Genie for everything else, but it's going to ask you to spend extra money to do Rise of the Resistance.
What?
Yeah. When we went, nerve. It was extra money. The it was balls. Like you pay for the Genie for the Fast Pass thing that Disney has finally figured out. It used to be Universal was the only theme park that had for $40, you can go to the front of the line.
We're back to e-ticket rides.
Yes, we are.
Which is how Disneyland used to work when I was a real little kid.
Yeah. That was not part of my time that I worked there. It was just you could get a Fast Pass with your ticket and now you have to pay.
No, I'm talking e-tickets.
Oh, e-ticket.
Back when you would buy a booklet of tickets at Disneyland, like on a carnival.
Oh, yeah.
And the e-ticket was the best rides.
Right.
A were the shit rides.
So now they did away with that. And my tenure at Disney when I worked there was just your ticket got you access to a Fast Pass, which
one
would say,
at a time.
Oh, come back at 3 o'clock and you can go to the front of the line.
Yeah.
You are doing it with the Genie.
Is it the Genie like the Aladdin Genie?
I think that's the nod.
Not like a garage door opener.
genie. Oh, no. Now that you say it, yeah, it is the garage door opener.
Okay. Yeah.
So you would use that genie to arrange all of your lines and you can order food, like I've said now three times. But there's a single extra fee for the Rise of Resistance. It is that popular.
How much?
And I would say it is that good.
Whoa, how much?
It is a great attraction.
How much?
I think it was $20. But that meant waiting in line for 15 minutes instead of 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I'd do that.
So but if you're only going
per person,
look, I think you're going to take a bath money wise if you're just there for one
you
day.
Are. You and no matter,
no matter
you
go. What,
because we went to Knott's and I was telling you, we were 8 minutes in the park and we had already spent $225.
So easy.
Parking tickets and little vouchers for the Boysenberry Festival.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of old ladies wearing shirts that say back for the berries. Because it's an annual festival.
Well, I think it is worth it. Rise of the Resistance is one of the greatest attraction ride, whatever you want to call it, I've ever been on.
There you have it.
It's really stunning. It's really, really cool. And if you're a Star Wars fan, it is everything you probably wanted the Millennium Falcon to be, Matt.
I hope so, because in general, I was let down by Star Wars Land because it's very generic Star Wars Land. And there's like these half shows that they do.
Yeah, some of that is gone, I think.
Okay, at good this point.
I liked the cantina.
Never been in it. Couldn't get in it.
Yeah, you do. You can use the genie to get in the cantina. You can use the genie for all of this stuff.
I got carded. And in space years, I was too young.
Weird. You were too young to drink in space.
Yeah.
But probably too old to go to jail for crimes. Wait, can you ever be too old to go to jail?
Uh-huh.
Like, right, you can be tried as a minor major crimes.
You go to juvenile hall if you're a minor. You go to prison if you're every other age. But if you're elderly, you go to elderly hall.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And that's the kingdom of heaven.
So this so far has just been Star Wars-y stuff. I think the Star Wars Land is great. It's really cool.
I do recommend the green milk because it tastes like just liquid fruity pebbles.
That sounds good.
That was my favorite. I tried the blue milk as well. For me, I'm definitely a green milk guy. Yep. I mean, you probably could tell by just listening to me. I'm a green milk guy. Yeah.
If you go to the cantina, I would also suggest, because you have a limited time in there, you can't just go in and hang out. And why would you? Order two drinks per person.
That's tell it to Hammerhead and Walrus Man and Snaggletooth. You going to run them out of there?
They are playing jizz in there.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they jizz whaling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All night long and all day long.
Figrin Dan, the modal notes.
Bright suns, traveler.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
That's the greeting you're going to hear. Oh. Anyway, I think the cantina is worth it, but get two drinks and get two different drinks.
Because they're
really weird and cool. And it's the only opportunity you'll have to drink alcohol if you do drink alcohol in the park.
They also finally put signs where the restrooms are because they were trying so hard to keep the mythology of it all. And you'd go up to some worker there and go, where are the bathrooms? And they go, well, the refreshers are right over there. And you know me.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay, where are the bathrooms?
Cut the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to me like a human being.
But this also, that original effort to do that for the films really does sort of drive home my theory that people in Star Wars are illiterate. You never see anybody reading.
You know what? I know you say this. Excuse me.
You're allergic to this theory?
That's not true. There's English lettering in the movies.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And they're all looking at screens.
Well, they read
the Empire is
Arabesh.
Looking. Yeah. All right.
And that's, I think there's like high Arabesh and like common Arabesh is
guilty as charged. Okay. So Star Wars Land aside, any other Disneyland stuff that you like, Matt?
Yeah. I like getting over towards the lake area of Disneyland. Get yourself a mint julep. It's green.
Oh, you're talking about New Orleans Square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's green as well.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
They have some beignets there. And then I like Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yes.
I love Matterhorn. I like Space Mountain. I like the classic mid-century coasters over there.
I'll say this as a general tip. You should be there at opening and you should plan to be there until close. If you're just there for one day and you have to just get in a mentality I'm going to try to cram all this in.
Roger Ebert.
You disagree.
I'd say plan for that. But if at any point you just feel like this is ridiculous, you got to treat yourself right. If you want to go home, go home. It depends. Are you going with kids?
Who knows? There's no information about who is going. It might just be her by herself.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I think you can still do single rider on some lines.
Yes.
I think you should go on Splash Mountain because it is being, if it is still open, it is being
already
redone.
Being redone.
But if it is open, I would go because it's not going to be the Song of the South anymore.
Yeah, make sure to get your racist fix.
Yeah, you want to see that, right? That's a thing.
Learn how safe pain management can improve overall patient care. Clinicians can earn CEs through free self-paced trainings from CDC to help implement the 2022 clinical practice guideline for prescribing opioids for pain. Get started today at cdc.gov/opioid training.
It's going away.
Yeah.
And for good reasons.
Yeah.
But it was there in 2021.
Is Toontown still there? Yeah, Haunted Mansion. Do Haunted Mansion.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, it's iconic. I would say
do all the classics, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion.
Pirates of the Caribbean is good. It's a bit of a slog, but I've been on it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But the first time I went on it, I thought it was amazing. So that's the kind of things that I'm thinking about with this email of.
It depends. Are you a thrill seeker or are you just like old Disney staples?
Yeah,
like
let's
you want to get the history of it all.
Let's stay in this neighborhood. New Orleans Square is great. Go around, look at the shops, yeah. Have a drink.
Buy glass miniatures and get your caricature done.
Yeah.
All in the same
Listen to the
area.
Musicians. There's great musicians. If you hear live music, just take like 5 minutes, stick around and watch. They're really talented musicians all over Disney.
Yeah, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones are playing there now.
And the weak, weak employee notes are also there. Let's see. Then you're going to be at Tarzan's Treehouse, which I think is closed.
It's not worth climbing.
I don't think you need to go.
You got to stay out of Adventureland unless you're going beeline to Indiana Jones ride, because that is a bottleneck that you will get trapped in.
True.
It is hot, crowded, and sunny there.
I love the Bengal barbecue food. Mm. That's an easy, quick, you can get skewers, meat skewers and veggie skewers. It's quick and great.
I'm telling you, if you're like me and you get a little claustrophobic with crowds,
that's a bad spot.
Get to right in front of the Golden Horseshoe is a good little area to get a little breath. The little roundabout at the end of Main Street is good. These like because everybody's at the castle or heading into one of the other lands or going on Main Street.
Yeah.
Or actually probably the walk to Star Wars Land is pretty barren now too.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So while we're in Frontierland, I would say here's a thing not to do. Do not get on the big ship. Do not get on the Mark Twain Riverboat.
No.
It is a time suck.
Plus, someone once got killed there, so it's a little unsafe.
I don't think you can go to the Tom Sawyer's Island or Pirate Island or whatever that is. Stay off of that.
Really?
No need to go.
I used to like that as a kid, but yeah, I mean, priorities.
If you, again,
get a corn dog. The corn dogs are really
you
good.
You got to get a corn dog that corn dog truck, and you can use the genie to just get one and order it, and it'll be ready for you.
Yeah, get a corn dog.
They're great.
Get a Dorn Cog.
I think the castle's fine. I think the fantasy.
Yeah, walk through it.
Fantasyland, the sort of like, do you need to go on Snow White's Scary Adventure or
Peter
Mr.
Pan
Toad?
And Mr. Toad, do those.
Those are fun. They're iconic. That's really, it's sort of the question is, like you were saying, are you a thrill seeker? Then you got to do Space Mountain. Do you want classic Disney? Then probably you should do It's a Small World. I wouldn't do It's a Small World again if you paid me money. But if you've never seen it, it's wild.
Right. I mean,
that's how I'm trying to think of this.
I'd definitely say Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, the three old roller coasters.
I love Indy Jones. I don't have to go on Jungle Cruise ever again.
No, Jungle Cruise is overrated.
Yep. In my opinion as well. You can see our friend Michael playing piano at Coke Corner.
You can see Daniel from my band. I don't know if you're going to California.
See, now we're going to get, right. Let's go all the way through. Main Street's got shopping and a Starbucks and all of that. And if you're into that, there's plenty of opportunities to buy all different kinds of merch.
Yeah.
Get a locker, I think. There are lockers if you want to throw.
Don't get one of them big turkey legs because there's a rumor that they're emu legs. It's not true, but still, they look pink and
red.
Get
a corn dog.
And you start thinking, is this an emu leg?
Tomorrowland has Star Tours.
I haven't been on it since they put the New Worlds in, but the last few times I went on it, I got tour sick.
I get motion sick on that easily. Yes. Interventions, I think, is maybe not there anymore. I think that's becoming
that
like
boring.
The superhero-y.
Oh, no.
I think that's going to be Avengers-y, but maybe not because there's a... We'll get to that at DCA. Then, what else is in tomorrow? Like Autopia? I did the train ride for the first time. All the way around.
I mean, if you want a little rest, that's
good. Yeah, it's a good thing to sit. And there's like a corny little thing at every stop. And you can ride the train all the way around the park.
Yeah.
I think you could burn your whole day at Disneyland.
Oh, no doubt.
The parades are fun.
For one thing, you can't get on a ride. You'll get like four rides in for the whole day.
Yeah. So I would agree with you, and I would say prioritize what you think you want to do and just try to get those done. And if there's any more time, then great. I think also mealtimes and parade hour and firework hour is a good time to go on stuff.
Yeah, but also a lot of people get stressed about it because that can take away from your visit.
Yes.
It's best to go in just going, I don't care. Rides, you invite me. You know, like
the rides will pick you.
Hard to get with the rides. Yeah.
Right. But I was saying mealtimes and tons of people just sit in the street for 2 hours waiting for a parade.
Yeah.
And tons of people sit. And if you like a parade, great. I think it's worth seeing it for a while.
If you like a parade, these are up your alley for sure, but come on.
And even the fireworks, it's spectacular for sure. There's something really cool about standing on Main Street and watching
the fireworks. But you can walk around the park anywhere.
Yeah. It's a cool thing, and everyone will be out in the street at that time.
Go on Big Thunder Mountain while the fireworks are going, because you'll be outside in the line and you'll see it.
There might be shows. I'm not really up on what shows are there. It doesn't seem like I said, live music's good. There's talented people doing shows, but maybe because of COVID stuff, there's not a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure about that. I think that covers Disneyland, but if you went to DCA, it's another, if you went to California Adventure, you're really splitting your time.
Yeah. And for either park, you should be armed. You're allowed to conceal and carry in Disneyland.
That's not true.
It's not?
No. No, in fact, my father-in-law, the last time he went to Disneyland, he had a pocket knife with him when he got to security. We had to walk all the way back to the parking lot for a pocket knife. Little tiny guy.
Wow.
Security said, yeah, you can't have that. And he was not willing to throw it out or hide it somewhere. I thought, well, we'll bury it in a planter and come get it later. No, we had to walk all the way back. Well,
you might have come back and it had grown into a big knife tree.
Yeah, we have one of those in our backyard, and it's beautiful in the spring, but boy, once those pods, leathery pods are, I guess they're sheaths probably.
They're sheath pupas, yeah.
Yeah, they get all over the ground, and the dog starts chewing on them. It's bad.
Now, you've been saying DCA, but that's insider talk.
It is. California Adventure. Disney's California Adventure.
Yeah.
Which has some really cool stuff.
It's come a long way.
And the Avengers campus is unbelievable. Disney clearly said, let's throw all of our chips onto the Marvel table.
And is it any good?
I mean,
it can't be.
I used to love the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Yeah, me too.
It's now Guardians of the Galaxy, I think it's better.
Okay, that's fine. But I haven't been to the Avengers campus, but doesn't it just look like an Irvine office park with a couple of signs on it?
It's better than that. I mean, I think they're working. there's a Spider-Man show,
right,
Matt, and it's got a Texas switch from hell.
I know. I've seen it online. It's not a show.
It's just a moment.
But
there's
discount stunt shows really rile me up.
I'm sorry. Well, then,
same thing in Star Wars Land where Kylo Ren comes out and
waves
at two stormtroopers and then an Imperial commander, and they just come out and are angry, but there's no story, and then they just...
Yeah.
March off the stage.
Yeah.
It's like, give me some squibs. Give me a high fall.
There's a Black Panther show, but it's typical theme park sort of, hey, we're out in a courtyard and we're going to show you how to be a warrior, which has been a recycled trope at Disneyland for a long time. Yeah. They did it with Jedis. Yeah. They've done it.
Reinvented the wheel.
I like that roller coaster over in Paradise Pier.
And Carthay Circle is a nice restaurant to get a cocktail in.
You can go to the bar and you can have dinner, but you probably are too late. You need a reservation for a lot of that stuff, and people do it months in advance.
Jesus Christ. Soaring over California is now soaring over the world or something?
I think it is something like that. I mean, I really, really like the Tower of Terror now, the Guardians of the Galaxy. I like the roller coaster. And I think maybe there's one other fun ride, but most of the rides there. Oh, I like the Toy Story Midway Mania the little slingshot thing.
Yeah.
And Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters is at Disneyland. And those are fun. They're not musts, but if the line is short, it's fun. Sure. It's like an interactive video game where you're sort of doing a ring toss and a squirt gun thing. Disney California Adventure is fine. As I'm saying it, I'm trying to come up with another ride.
Well, we worked there for years. There's that water.
Cars.
Yeah, that ride's
Cars
cool.
is fun and the area like is fun.
A non-scary fast ride kind of.
Yeah, I think there was a time, and I think you would agree, that Disney California Adventure felt like, hey, we have all the, they overpromised and underdelivered on
for
things.
Sure.
And now thematically, the Marvel thing, just look why you kind of it looks like you're in a comic book to me.
Oh, it does.
The buildings kind of have more sort of like, I know it's DC, but it's more metropolis. Like I'm in a city and there's these different.
Are you talking about the Hollywood area or the Marvel area?
The Marvel area.
Okay, yeah, I haven't been there, so I shouldn't talk.
Yeah.
I just saw that stunt show. It's not even a stunt show. It was labeled as a stunt show.
And the pier is fun and there's good food at California Adventure. And sometimes they'll do like a food festival thing. I'm not sure if that's still
better
going on
there. And if you want, you can get out to Downtown Disney and they've got like the Jazz Kitchen and there's a Mexican restaurant.
There's a bunch of restaurants out there that are good.
Bar, Uva Bar.
Yeah. So, and the hotel bars, I would go into the Grand Californian lobby just to see it.
Yeah.
It's really
And there's
beautiful.
An IHOP across harbor too, if you want to catch that.
This is a ton of advice.
Yeah.
So
let us know how it goes.
I hope that does it. I don't think I have any, I would say get there early and stay late. Again, I'm operating from the, if you only get one shot at this,
yeah,
try to cram as much in as you can.
I guess
wear comfortable shoes. It's going to be hot. I would wear sunscreen.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be real hot.
Get water, hydrate.
Maybe consider not going.
Yeah. use the air conditioned stuff too. Like,
is she traveling to California or she's just never been?
No idea. She's never been to Disneyland.
Okay,
that's all the information.
Traveling to California.
I always think about people who are coming from the Midwest or from out of the country that are just really there for one day. It's a we're spoiled because we worked there. We could go anytime and then we have friends that still work there and we could probably go for just 2 hours.
Yeah.
We could literally drive down go on one thing and leave and not feel too bad.
Last time we went there, Amanda and I went for 3 hours and that was the most we could handle.
Yes.
I can't do full days at Disney anymore.
I went as somebody's guest with a VIP tour guide, which changed the game because then you're just walking on to stuff.
Oh yeah.
And that was nice, but you don't have that, Melissa. I don't think so. So good luck, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. What? Anything else? Any parting shots?
God bless you, Melissa.
Have a great time.
Marissa or Melissa?
Melissa.
I'm sorry.
But God bless Marissa, too. And why are you listening? The authorities are on their way, Marissa.
Tomei. Melissa, I think you go and then you bail around supper time. And then you go to an off-campus restaurant on your way home.
You go to the Elvis Bar and have those garlic tacos. Down there in Garden Grove?
Maybe. Or like hit up off the 5, there's Clearman's Northwoods Inn. That's where it's this old plaza where I saw Batman at the Gateway Cinemas. But you probably already knew that from listening at me. Anyway, get green milk, get green juleps, beignets, and emu legs.
Yeah, lean green on your food.
Lean
if it's green,
green,
you're in the clean. And if it's red, you're halfway dead.
Except for corn dogs.
Which are brown, and that's delicious town.
There you have it. This has been Pistol Shrimps Radio mini episode. If you've listened to this and are not Melissa,
you're in trouble.
Shame on you.
You are in big trouble.
Shame on you. And you know who you are.
Because you're listening right now. Yeah.
I want you to spank your own butt.
In the mirror. I want you to watch yourself spanking your own butt. You naughty, naughty, naughty person.
In a mirror, but at Target.
I need you to go to Target. If you're not Melissa, you need to start packing your bag with
your
sunscreen.
Fine. Yeah.
You know, get a wide brim hat maybe for the sun.
For sure. Get a sombrero.
Have a layer. Maybe you wrap like a smart.
Oh, hot tip.
Oh, yeah.
If it's too hot, go to the tiki room and get a Dole Whip and then you get some shade in the tiki room.
Yeah. This is good. If you're getting too hot, go to an inside thing.
Yeah.
Melissa, but not anybody else. Everyone else, go to Target. Go to where they have the mirrors. I need you to watch. I need you to pull your pants down and spank your bottom.
Go back in time and get a time machine. Take a yesterday poopy at 3:15.
In the mirror at Target while you're spanking your own behind. You naughty one.
This has been Pistol Shrimps Radio.
I'm ham radio enthusiast Paul Biff.
And I'm a ridiculous guy who goes all day long and he can't stop. He won't stop. And he just has to flash dance his way to success. Matt Gorley.